the phone, and it was a bit, yeah, well, it went, sun was went out on the walk out from here to Block 8. Was a bit manic, to tell you the truth, and some of us only got out, and, like, basically, like, it was cops split us up, and, yeah, it was a bit of mayhem, different, diversity of tactics, to say the least, you know, so some of us, felt a bit uncomfortable in that, but not just that, the cops split us off, but anyway, so we ended up back in camp after an hour and a half, with probably a good, most of the Irish crew, but apparently we heard, anyway, but some of the medics of the Irish crew kept going, and they did get down to the M109, and they have blockaded it. And apparently there is a load of blockade. It's that were pulled off, and it's still going on at the moment. Like, but there's not a lot of people still in the camp in Stirling here who just managed not to get back. People are heading off again now. Yeah, it seems to be quite successful in lots of ways, you know.
Yeah, no, I guess what you mean, a lot of people have returned that were engaged in blockades, and a lot of people that said they had some success with getting towards motorway or blocking roads are now back. So I suppose, I mean, that'd be the case. And local radio, on traffic reports on local radio, like up to about 9:30, that kind of direction, like in the peak traffic time, advising people to stay away from the M9 because it was a complete disaster apparently. And then the other road, the A9, I mean that was kind of like, you know, that was dodgy to go towards, but the M9 was to be avoided at all costs, like, and that's kind of dropped off traffic reports now at this stage.
As far as I know, what's happened in Stirling, and I could be wrong because I missed most of it myself, was that people went out in the industrial estate, and the police kind of blockaded them in, so they were, people were building barricades and running around, and it was all a bit chaotic because it was dark and rainy. And then some people realised that they wouldn't get to the M9, so came back, and some people kept on trial. Some people went into Stirling. And as far as you know, the M9 was shut down for a while, and I know, as far as you know, people went into Stirling and, like, smashed up banks and McDonald's and the like.
Oh, right.
I know a few people went up to Glen Eagles after they came back.
Right.
And I know a number of people went out on buses earlier,
right,
and were trying to get closer to Glen Eagles.